Good evening, Mort. It's Kim. I've been in the Lone Ranger program for almost 1 year. My question this evening has to deal with the mediation. We are currently trying to figure out a shared custody for our children. My spouse over the last year has showed about a 20%, but now is requesting a 50%. So I just wanted to know what your thoughts and feedback would be on that, because I do want to offer him that and be sensitive to his needs, but that's it.
Sure. Well, I think maybe you're thinking about this wrong. When it comes to custody, you shouldn't be, and this may sound surprising coming from me, but let me explain. You shouldn't be trying to be sensitive to your husband's needs. Your husband's needs, and for that matter, your needs, in my opinion, are completely irrelevant to the matter at hand. The matter at hand is custody of the children. And it's their best interest that is at stake and that matters most. Actually, no, I take that back. It's their best interest that matters exclusively, not most. All that matters is their best interest. And you, Kim, and your husband should both be asking yourself, not what do I want, not how do I get as much as I want in this situation. It shouldn't be a battle of the wills between the parents. The parents really should be together on this, saying that we want to do what's in the best interest of the children, and what is that? Now, the answer to that question, what's in the best interest of the children, goes beyond what we can do here in the in a Q&A. It, to some extent, does depend on circumstances. Generally speaking, my opinion in a separation is not only a separation, but even, God forbid, in a divorce, is that the children have as much stability as possible, that they really feel rooted, that they don't become a two-house child. It's not good for children to be, constantly packing up their things and schlepping back and forth. This week I'm with mom and this week I'm with dad. To have two different rooms and two different sets of toys and two different sets of clothes. And they end up feeling exactly what my description depicts, which is they end up feeling split. They end up feeling a lack of cohesiveness, a lack of wholeness, a lack of rootedness, a lack of stability. None of this is good for them. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not suggesting that that the parent that they don't live with have some sort of diminished relationship with their children. On the contrary, my advice to the parent that does not live with the children is that they need to make an extra effort to really be present in the child's life. And there are all kinds of ways for a parent to be present in their child's life without that child spending half their time in their home. These 50% custody situations, it actually makes me sick, because everybody's out for what's fair to the parents. And I don't get that. I don't get it. Why a judge or a legislative system, or even parents themselves in this situation. Parents themselves, I understand. They're frustrated. They're angry. There's one pot of money. We're going after it. There's one set of time with the kids. We'll both go after it. I understand that. What I don't understand is the way the system is set up, the way the law looks at this, the way judges look at this, determining what's fair for the parents. As far as I'm concerned, this is not a matter. As far as I'm concerned, the matter at hand here is not justice. And the parties that matter are not the parents. What the matter at hand is not justice, but instead it's, sorry, I don't have an eloquent word, but it's what's in the best interest of the children. And so I would encourage you to look at it that way, and to try to get your husband to look at it that way, Maybe, I have no idea what the situation is, but maybe he would even listen to this audio file, and maybe this advice, this perspective would influence.